It's 8:45, live and local on Morning Edition. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. My guest today in studio, Woody Bradford. He is the president of the Omaha Police Foundation Board and actually one of the founding members as well. Appreciate you joining us today, Woody. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
You know, I literally just the other day I was talking to, we have a new special resources officer here at Omaha Public Schools, and I literally just said to him, you couldn't pay me enough. You know, you couldn't pay me enough to be a police officer. I think it's an amazingly stressful job that they do. And turns out on Wednesday, April 25th, we're going to have a little celebration for some officers who've done some great work. Can you talk about that for us?
You bet. At the Scott Center, we will be honoring 25 sworn officers, two non-sworn officers, which are basically support, and the forensic unit, which has had a terrific year. And those are the from that entity, we'll pick the officer of the year.
Outstanding. What are some of the qualifications, if you will, of the Officer of the Year? So many officers doing great work. What does the board look at to put somebody head and shoulders above?
Well, originally we started working with the Officer of the Year on a month-by-month basis. We figured you'd have officers for every particular month that may have done something fairly heroic. But since then, we basically look to exceptional heroism, exceptional quality of police work. Police work is very tough today, and very technical in many ways. And it's frankly in the public eye more than any time that I can remember. So that we've got officers that are called upon to do some exceptional things under great pressure. And so those things are all taken into consideration.
A lot of that pressure, scrutiny, not only public scrutiny, but internal scrutiny as well, regarding internal affairs and reviews of different arrests and incidents that have happened. And one of the tools that is being used, being rolled out across the nation, are the body cams. But those aren't something that are necessarily budgeted, are they?
Well, they aren't budgeted. In this particular situation, the foundation has been called upon to fund the body cameras, and we've agreed to attempt funding of 406 body cameras, which will virtually put one on every officer.
Outstanding. Can you talk about this board, the Omaha Police Foundation Board, came into existence in 1999. You were one of the founding members. Can you talk about that a little bit? How did this come about?
Well, I think we started out slow. We basically work for the chief of police, who basically gives us ideas about what the needs are of the department. And when we started out, we were funding things for the canine unit, horse patrol, and any other things that came up that were off budget, in effect, by off budget, not on the tax dollar. And it's grown, and frankly, as the technology's grown and the need. And frankly, the police chiefs grew in their need for higher tech equipment, be it command unit, be it simulators, that kind of thing. Our latest one was a mobile crime unit, and we've gone on with tremendous help from the business community and public-private partnerships. We would not be able to do this had not the business community rallied behind us.
You and I were reminiscing before we started the interview about a day when police officers had to buy their own Kevlar vests or even had to upgrade their own weapons because they were just issued standard six shooters. I mean, it's incredible the need for a board like this as time moves on to help law enforcement do their jobs, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's also been recognized. Steve Martin is our chair this from Blue Cross Blue Shield is our chair, have been other great businessmen, and that leads to public recognition also. And I think we've hopefully been able to show the public the kind of commitment that the community has for the police force.
You bet. OmahaPoliceFoundation.org is a website where people can go for information. I'm assuming that the tone of this luncheon is just a bit festive on April 25th, isn't it?
It is. It's a neat combination of being festive, yet it's serious in the dedication. You want to honor the dedication of these officers and the people that support them. And so it gets to be, there are some great stories that come out at this lunch. And you go away feeling positive about the police force.
That's fantastic. That's Woody Bradford. He's the president of the Omaha Police Foundation Board. OmahaPoliceFoundation.org. The luncheon is Wednesday, the 25th, at the Scott Conference Center, 6450 Pine Street. You can check for more information. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's 8:51. We return to Morning Edition now.